T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Fergie 2 years ago, right? Yeah.
And the home of the brave.
Now, so that was the NBA All-Star Game 2 years ago, and she was criticized at the time because it's not the traditional national anthem. And the end was a little bit more difficult to listen to than the beginning was more difficult of that to listen to than the end.
She tried to make it an acoustic album.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the end didn't sound that bad. The beginning was a little bit awkward because you're like, what the hell is this? Right? So I know, like, you have the Carl Lewis's, which we also have, which is just like a bad idea. And that was also, 40 years ago, 30 years ago? Yeah, that. Here's Carl Lewis. This is probably the worst. And the end of it. This comes from SportsCenter, and the end of it is Charlie Steiner not being able to stop laughing on the air. Here's Carl Lewis. This is at Brendan Byrne Arena, the Nets were playing.
Oh,
Olympian sprinter, Carl Lewis.
Oh, say, can you see? And the Rockets, red flag. Uh-oh.
Get rid of that guy.
For the land of the free.
That was Sarge's national anthem. Written by Francis Scott off key. Those were last night's lowlights. They were last night's highlights.
Charlie Steiner. On Sports Star. Yeah, so there's nothing that's going to be worse than that, right? Carl Lewis is also an Olympic
singer, gold
medalist,
right?
Sprinter, right. So from an actual singer, I think this is the worst I've ever heard. Here is Chaka Khan last night at the All-Star Game.
Whoa, say does that star-spangled banner.
I'm hoping people.
She had to add that in the end.
I'm hoping that people didn't turn it off because I had to take my headphones off because it hurts so bad. It really
it's very high pitched.
That is the worst. That is definitely. It's much worse than Fergie. Just listen to the end of it. It's much worse than Fergie. It was a good All-Star game minus that, and I didn't see that live because I already had committed to where I'm not going to be able to stay up for this game anyway. So I'm going to sleep. I'm going to DVR it. So that was that. Now Joel Embiid played harder last night in the All-Star game than he played in some regular season Sixers games this year. Right? And here's the thing. Based on what we know about Joel Embiid, all the info that we have on him, should we really be that surprised? This guy is a high motor when he wants to. He plays hard when he wants to. Last night, he wanted to because it was the All-Star game. Right? You don't have that problem with Ben Simmons. Say what you want about Ben Simmons. He plays hard. Right? So this is the guy, All-Star Game. You look at him out there, and it's like, wow, he belongs out there. You watched that All-Star Game last night, Jack. Did Joel Embiid belong? Was there any doubt he belonged as a starter in the All-Star Game last night?
Last night reaffirmed that he's definitely a top, you know, eight player in the league.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, not even top 10. Top 8. I mean, he you watched him last night in the fourth quarter, and you're like, oh, my God. Right? Like, he wasn't shooting threes. Obviously, it's an All-Star Game, so it's not like a traditional game. But – again, I'm watching last night. Why was it – when this guy plays hard, I get frustrated. When this guy plays hard, I say to myself, well, I don't want to hear that he's not wired to play like this all the time. Why not? Like, why isn't he wired to play like that? Why is Giannis wired to play hard all the time? Why are other players wired to play hard? Right, I get it. It's an 82-game season. I totally understand. It's an 82-game season, right? But that doesn't mean that it's okay to just show up occasionally. Or most of the time. Far too often, it's Joel Embiid. And it's not that he's not playing hard because he realizes it's an 82-game season, which, by the way, he doesn't play 82 games. It's because he's moping around. It's because he's not happy with his role in the offense. It's because he doesn't know what the offense's identity. That's the reason that he's not playing hard. He's not going out there and only playing 75% because he's trying to preserve his body because he cares about that. No, that's not what it is at all. So watching last night's All-Star game, really, it frustrated me even more.
No, you should be encouraged after last night's All-Star game.
Jack, I have a Joel Embiid problem, and I know
you do.
I do. I know I do. I know I do, and I can't keep living life like this. I can't go every day to where every Sixers game I watch, or now I'm watching press conferences waiting to get ticked off by what he says, because that's what happens. I actually go if I don't watch the press conferences after at the end of the games, if I don't see it, if I don't watch the post-game live or whatever, right? So then what? So then I'm looking on Twitter the next morning and see what he said, and he drives me nuts. I have a Joel Embiid problem, and here's the real problem of it. The right thing to do isn't to trade Joel Embiid. The right thing to do is to get the most out of the player, and I don't know if you can do that, and this goes for Ben Simmons too, right? I'm not leaving Ben Simmons out of this as far as people that need to be ripped, because Ben Simmons needs to be ripped, all right? But I don't need Joel Embiid traded. I need Joel Embiid to turn into the player the Sixers need for them to win. Same thing with Ben Simmons, but more for Joel Embiid. And you know what? You know who can do that? A coach, a new coach. Maybe a new GM that can get through to him, but definitely a new coach. And what I've seen from Brett Brown, and I like Brett Brown, and I always have to qualify that when
there
I say
it is.
That. Yeah, I have to qualify because I actually do like him. I do. I think he's a good man. I think he's done a really nice job here taking them from where they were to where they are right now. Brett Brown is a good dude, and if the Sixers kept him in the organization, I'd be perfectly happy with that. I like Brett Brown. He's had enough time to get the most out of these guys. He's had enough time to get Ben Simmons to shoot jump shots. He's had enough time to turn Joel Embiid into a professional. Now, maybe it's not his fault. Maybe they'll bring in a guy, and they won't be able to do the same thing. Because this is what people like to say about NBA players. Oh, it's a players' league. Coaches aren't able to do that. Bull. I don't believe that for a second. I do believe coaches can.
Bull.
You know who can? Coaches that get it. Coaches that have respect to the players. Right? And Brett Brown, I'm sure these guys respect him as a man. Do they respect him as a guy who will whip them into shape? I don't know. I at this point, I don't think there's anything that Brett Brown could do to really get these guys to change. But there's one name out there of a coach that is very familiar with both players and with the city that I think could get the most out of these guys. And it's Jay Wright.
Oh, I thought we were going Larry Brown again.
Well, I would love Larry Brown for the rest of the season. All right? And maybe
he's not a long-term coach, 78-year-old Larry Brown?
No, he's 79, actually, and I believe I think he's not too far from being 80. But no, Larry Brown's not a long-term answer. Jay Wright is. So the story that's out today is Leon Rose, who – Did you see that he's not taking the job? Howard was saying earlier he heard he's not taking the job.
No, I think all signs are pointing towards him. It's not official yet,
right,
but signs are pointing in that
so
direction.
So Leon Rose is a super agent for CAA, and he is thought to be taking over the New York Knicks and running basketball operations. And for years and years, the Knicks have coveted Jay Wright to be their head coach, and Jay has never went up there. So now Leon Rose comes in, and maybe this is where it's like, okay, well, you're not dealing with James Dolan, their crummy owner. You're dealing with a guy that's actually very, very professional, very successful, and he's going to change the New York Knicks from what they are right now and what they've been for a long time. Now, if Jay Wright wants to coach in the NBA, and by the way, he's 58 years old, and it makes a lot of sense that it would be now, right? Because 58, so, I mean, if you're looking to leave college and be an NBA coach, what are you looking at? 5 years, like 7 years, maybe a little bit more. But you don't want to do it when you're 63, 64, to where now you're in your middle 60s and you're saying, like, all right, I'm more or less doing it just to do it because there's an itch I never scratched. 58 years old, two titles with Villanova. He'll go down as one of the great coaches in the city's history. It makes a lot of sense for him to leave now to take a job. Not with the Knicks, with the Sixers. And he's not going to do it with Brett Brown in place. He's not going to go behind people's backs to do it. He would do it if they moved on from Brett and the job became available. And that's where you have to put full court press on Jay Wright. I would do it. I honestly believe that he's the perfect combination of a guy that gets it and also realizes that it's a player's league, right? Like, Jay treats his younger guys a lot harsher than the older guys. But he's not Bobby Knight. But at the same time, like, Jay, these guys earn their minutes. So he's not going to come in like a lot of Sixers fans, Jack, and if you don't shoot threes, Ben, you're going to the bench. It doesn't work like that. All right, but Jay Wright would come in, and you know what? He might be able to get through to Joel Embiid. He may be able to motivate him.
But why would Joel Embiid listen to Jay Wright? Why would Ben Simmons listen to Jay Wright? Like, what do these guys care about Jay Wright?
What do they care about anybody?
But Brett Brown, at least, like, I think they like Brett Brown.
It's already been established that they're not going to listen to Brett Brown. That's already toothpaste is already out of the tube. They're not going to listen to Brett Brown. They like Brett Brown, sure. I'm sure that I would like Brett Brown too. He never rips him. He never holds him accountable for anything. Yeah, I would love Brett Brown too. Jay Wright comes in. I mean, here's the bottom line. Unless they advance this year further than they did last year, I would say the anticipation is that Brett Brown's not back.
I just think that you bring in a Jay Wright to build a program. You don't bring in a Jay Wright to get you over the top. Like, he's not Krzyzewski. Like, Krzyzewski, you know, garners respect from NBA players because of the Team USA
stuff.
Why? Because of Team USA stuff. They all talk about how much a legend Mike Krzyzewski is. Like, they understand the cachet that comes with Mike Krzyzewski. These guys don't know about Jay Wright.
Jay Wright won two national titles.
Yeah, he won two national titles.
In the last 5 years.
But, he's still a college coach, these guys. Like, that's all he is. He coaches Villanova. It's great.
And Krzyzewski's he's in his 70s at this
point. I'm saying that Jay Wright's not in the
show. So a college coach for you, if it was Krzyzewski type, would make sense.
Right. I think Jay Wright's he's a program builder. Like, the Celtics went and got Brad Stevens, and he was brought in to build a program. Like, look what Billy Donovan did with the Thunder.
Brad Stevens is a great comp to Jay Wright.
I think so as well, but you're looking for a guy that can get you over the top.
Donovan, I think, is a decent comp to Jay Wright, too.
Right, and he was brought in to get that Thunder team over the hump, and a year later, Kevin Durant leaves.
Yeah, but they weren't good enough, right?
The Sixers might not be good enough either.
And then Kevin Durant left, like you said. Was that Billy Donovan's fault that he left, or was that just Kevin Durant? Right. So you take a shot. Right now, I mean, what's the alternative? There's a guy out there they'll hire, right? There's an assistant coach out there, maybe a former coach they'll hire. And they'll come in, they'll try to get through to Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And it might work and it might not work. And same thing with Jay Wright. It might not work. It might not work. But I'll take my chances with a guy that knows the area, that has the respect of the area, that makes too much sense on so many levels. It does. He saw these guys in college. These guys saw Jay Wright in college. You're right, they know what Jay Wright is. You don't think a two-time national championship coach, winning coach, would gain some respect. You don't think that he'd be able to get through, because that's what you need to do at this point. You need to get through to these two guys. This isn't about X's and O's, because Brett Brown's not an X and O guy. He's supposed to be a culture guy. He's supposed to get through to these guys. Right? So that's what you need. You need a guy that's going to come and it's going to motivate these guys and get through to them. All right? And that's what Jay Wright can do better than anybody, is get through to them. And you think I'm totally nuts.
Well, I just think we saw last night that these guys are motivated by themselves. These guys are motivated. No coach is going to get them to play how they played last night. How they played last night was them deciding, I'm going to take over and dominate this game. This is on them. This has nothing to do with who's coaching them. Like, they're gonna tune out Jay Wright just to tune out Brett Brown. At least Brett Brown's been here, has a system in place, and he's gotten them
to a
point.
So you have the wrong guys is what you're saying. If you're already throwing in there, they're not going to listen to anybody, you're never going to win anything. Right? There's a coach out there that can get through to at least one of these guys. I don't know if it's both. I don't know what the future is. 888-729-9494. Let's put it up on Twitter at MarksReeseWIP. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, located right there on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged in 2020, it's the place to go. Mark's Jewelers, great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store. Their website is marks-jewelers.com. Check them out. Yeah, Jay Wright, Sixers coach. Good or bad idea? Like, you saying to keep Brett Brown is, I mean, if you could sell me on a different name, then that's fine. Brett Brown.
Larry Brown?
I've already seen, yeah, I would do Larry Brown. I've already seen enough from Brett Brown to know that these guys aren't going to change. Brett, he came out publicly and said he wants to see Ben take a three-point shot every game. He hasn't taken a three-point shot since, or if there's been one, it's been a heave at the because he had to take it at the end of a shot clock. I've seen enough of Brett Brown. I'm a fan of Brett Brown. Here's another qualifier. I like him. All right? But Jay Wright, I'll take my shot with a guy like Jay Wright. I think it's a great idea, and it's probably at the right time for him professionally. If he doesn't ever want to leave Villanova, then he's not going to have to leave Villanova. Right? Like, if he's 58 years old, if he's going to do it, this is the time. You wait till you're 60? All right, you wait till you're 60. Right? Then you have, all right, 5 years, 65. I don't know how long Jay Wright wants to coach. I don't know if he's looking at him and he says, all right, by 65, I want to be done. You know, it's funny, Jack. I'm 43 years old, and I'm already planning my retirement. I'm already looking and saying, like, all right, I have a daughter who is 4. I have a daughter who is 2. So that means by the time I'm 60, both would be out of high school, and I'd be able to move somewhere. If I'm over 60, I don't think I want to be working every day being a coach. I don't know. I mean, maybe Jay Wright wants to. I don't know. I mean, guys that are this successful in their profession usually want to coach as long as they want to. Maybe Jay Wright doesn't. I don't know. But I know 58 years old, if he's going to jump, this is a great time to jump.
Well, he should. I mean, what else do you have to prove at Villanova?
Yeah, but Krzyzewski never jumped. He talked with the Lakers. He thought about it, right? There was always the,
well, maybe they have different motivations.
Well, what I'm telling you is I don't think there's a better person out there than Jay Wright, and I believe that Jay Wright could certainly get through to him. 888-729-9494. Jack just rolled his eyes at me in the other studio. Agree or disagree? 888-729-9494. Ken in Oxford. Ken, what do you think? How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys doing today?
All right. What's going on?
I just think this whole like they won't listen thing, to me that's a huge problem in the NBA. When you said it's a players' league, and I get that, I understand why it is. But the point of it is like my boss. I might not like my boss, but I gotta listen to him. I gotta do what he tells me to do. So these guys are on a team. The coach is sort of the boss. He tells you to do something, you need to do it. And I think there's too many players in the NBA that blow off their coach or have no respect for their coach or whatever the reason may be. But I think that's a huge problem. Do you not agree?
I mean, I don't think it's a huge problem because it's not going to change, right? I mean, you just hope you have the right guys to get it. And that they're willing to, like Giannis. You hope you have a guy like Giannis that he doesn't need a coach to tell him to do what you should do. He just gets it. A guy like LeBron. You know, it's just and these are also younger players, too. Giannis is younger, but Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Is this the new NBA? Are these the guys that are like, yeah, I'm worried about winning and my brand as opposed to winning? Well, I don't
– And
go ahead, Ken.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you brought up an interesting point a few minutes ago with – all right, if it's not Brown, are these the right guys? So which is it? Is it the guys or is it Brown?
Well, here's the real answer, right? It's good. It's not going to be Brown because they're going to bring somebody else in before they trade him. That's the real answer. They're going to try somebody else. And they're going to try somebody else because I would be shocked if they traded Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons in the offseason. I'd be shocked. They're selling out every night. Right? They're two all-star players. You watched the all-star game last night. Joel Embiid is starting in the all-star game for a reason. He's that good when he wants to be. So unless you're able to get, I don't want to say equal footing or an equal player, that's what it is. Right? That's what it is. You're going to have to try to win with these guys. And it's frustrating, but You know, I don't know who has it. I don't know who has it worth, Jack. The Phillies or the Sixers?
That's the ultimate question.
Sixers have more talent and could win.
Sixers have the best player, Embiid.
Yes.
The Phillies have more flexibility.
Sixers probably have the two best players.
You think Simmons is better than Harper?
He's an all-star last 2 years.
No, Harper's a six-time all-star.
Oh, it's comparable. I'll give you that. But yes, they're if they could figure things out and if this roster was built correctly, they could win.
I think the Sixers are more screwed than the Phillies.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least there's some unknown with the Phillies. At least some of these young guys could.
Well, if you're not trading for Chris Bryant, you're going to have plenty of money in the next couple of years to bring in some more top-end talent.
All right, coming up, you'll get an update on my tea party from the weekend, Jim.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if you follow me on Instagram,
I saw some
John Marks Media, you'll see
some
pictures. Oh, yeah, I have videos. No, videos?
I don't know. There's videos of you. Well, there's one video of you kicking a soccer ball looking like you'd never kicked anything in your life.
I had a phone in my hand in the basement.
That should not mean anything. If given that you were the 96 Eagles place kicker, as you said many times.
It was a soccer ball, not a football.
Oh, yes. You're better. It's harder to kick a soccer ball than a football?
No, it was the strike. It was when they were striking.
The replacement player. Yeah.
Right. So you'll get that tea party update over the weekend. And also, you know, just when I thought I was over the whole Houston Astros scandal and they didn't, they should have just taken away the World Series. And I don't know why they didn't. I don't know why the dumb commissioner decided to do what he did. But then he came out and he finally talked about it. And he stuck his foot in his mouth again over the weekend. We'll react to it next. We'll play the sound for you and then back into the Phillies discussion as well. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. You will not believe what Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, said about this stupid Astros cheating scandal. That's coming up next on Marks Without Reese. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.